Unlike many cafes, the food and drinks here are just an afterthought, and there is no Wi-Fi. Many of the customers like it that way.
I think it's very interesting for spending quality time together, so that's why I like it.
Roxanne Lee and her husband, Agassiz Lai, are at Game House Cafe, an establishment dedicated to board games like this one.
You keep rolling dice and try to move to different places and try to escape the temple.
Lai turned from video games to board games a few years ago.
I would choose board game over video game any day.
Lai and most customers here are so-called millennials, between 18 to 32 years old. Market research firm Euromonitor International says this demographic is driving sales in the U.S.
I think more with my generation, they're wanting to take time. They're wanting to take it slowly. And I think, too, you know, video games have kind of lost their glamour.
These consumers are not playing the classic American games they grew up with. They're playing new games. Many of them require strategy, like this one.
Because of the rise of European games, or Euro games, or German games, as they might also be known in the last 15 to 20 years, it's actually become sort of universal. There are certain titles that have really crossed a lot of cultures to really capture the imaginations of different people.
Game House Cafe co-owner Terry Chu says these so-called Euro games are popular because they are not language-based and use symbols and simple rules. In the next year, Euromonitor International expects global sales of board games and puzzles to grow by more than 1%. Still no match for video game sales, which are expected to grow 6%. While many millennials, such as Chrissy Mimi, play video games, they say high-tech games lack one element board games offer.
The more personal aspect of just being with friends and seeing each other in person, and, you know, that's probably the main difference and the main appeal.
Everyone's life is so engaged in technology, but there's a time where you want to put down that phone, you want to put down that tablet.
And connect face-to-face with other people. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
You know, these aren't the official parts that come with the game, these game pieces.